Kenny Cott. Kenny, that's mean. Oh, my goodness. We're ready to start with the Lions, and Kenny just gives us a banger right there. Thanksgiving.
I wasn't ready for Thanksgiving.
Come on, man. Caller Ed, legendary. Thanksgiving.
He may be a number one seed.
We will we'll get to Michigan at some point, but we do have to open with the Lions. I think that's obviously appropriate. Rico, we talked on Friday. You and I were like, guys, be careful here. Like, this is the NFL. I want to try to do this as open-ended as possible.
You mean they didn't put up 70 points?
No, it wasn't Clemson App State. I want to do it this way, to just allow all opinions, positive, negative, or just smart or idiotic, to the table. Your first impressions of your Detroit Lions. Now, again, Rico and I might have a vastly different view of this game, but I want your first impressions of your football team in an overtime thriller that had lots of good and lots of bad, and then maybe the part I'm struggling with, lots of what the fudge? Like, what happened? Like, there were certain things in this game where you're like, wait, how is Cooper Kupp open again? Nacua's dead.
All I kept hearing was TJ on the sideline screaming profanities. How the bleep is he open? When he got the touchdown, I wanted to text TJ and be like, TJ, you were right there. How did he get so wide?
We exchanged how is this happening text last night. Because again, the big thing I would say is, all right, first impressions.
Because Puka Nacua died right there.
Right, gone. And I'm like, the Rams already went into the game with two backup tackles. Okay, Alaric Jackson suspended. Havenstein is hurt. The backup to the backup, this Nutter Butters guy, he dies.
Akuri.
When they brought in AJ Akuri, I went, wait, he's still playing football? I'm like, what, was Jared Horst not available? I go, you got to be kidding me.
It was one of those where I'm in the kitchen and I stop. I'm like, whoa, did they just say his name?
They did. Oh, and better yet, the Rams lost Steven Avila. They're starting left guard. So the point I would make is this. My first impressions are the Lions are so talented. They don't have to play their A game to still win.
Look now, at you. Nice positive spin.
I'm because here's the thing I liked. When overtime happened, it was almost like when I had misbehaved all day, and it's like you wait until you get home and have to talk to your father. Well, overtime came, and here came the Lions. Daddy's home. Mm-hmm. This game's over now. And they just repeatedly bludgeon the Rams, and it kind of recentered itself. But
I'm with you. They went straight bully ball, man ball. We're going to run the same play over and over. You can't stop it. We're just going to keep pushing you back 5-10 yards at a time. The Rams knew what was coming. Mike, you're right. They couldn't stop it. Both teams were gassed. And honestly, as I told Kenny, the MVP of the game may have been the coin. Because when you won the coin toss and you got the ball, because I do think if it goes the other way around, I think Stafford scores on you and this goes the other way. Yeah. Like, it should have never been that close. But as you said, you could, and you look at it last year, this team went out there, they played a Kansas City Chiefs team that didn't have all their parts in order, and they won a game barely, but they won the game and they got better. For me, like I said, I look at that defense. You see it half full. I see it half empty because I'm looking at the defense like, guys, you probably will never have it this easy.
You want the half empty? I'll give you the half empty. The front seven was an embarrassment. Now, I'm willing to forgive a secondary featuring rookies and Carlton Davis in and out of the game. I that's going to take time.
Well, and as I told people on the pregame show, do not bail on the rookies because the rookies have a very tough test in their first three of their first four games.
It's going to be hard.
You're going up against some all pros, so you're going to get beat. But that's okay because you can get better. But you're right. The pressure, like a third string, like what are you doing?
I mean, Aiden did his part. It was really everybody else, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Look, where were the tackles? And again, DJ Reader didn't play. That will help you. But overall, look, I'm giving it a half full perspective only on this, Rico. That's the same league where I watched the Bills be down by 20 and have to rally against a bad Cardinal team. I watched the Bengals clown car against one of the worst teams in the league, the Patriots. Mm-hmm. There were teams that are allegedly good that were simply not ready to play.
It's why I'm so glad that I didn't convince Cookies to do that whole Survivor thing without his Circa. We would have been done.
What would you have done, the Bengals?
Yeah. Oh, dear.
That's the Patriots.
I did read a stat. 41% of ESPN Survivor picks were the Bengals.
Because I was just going to follow the Bengals and the Panthers all season long. Yeah. Whoever they were playing, that's who you take. But I think the positive that I took from this game, it took a little bit of time. But I think we have the third wide receiver. We could put that argument to rest.
You've heard of Dono. Can I introduce you to J-Mo? J-Mo.
J-Mo showed up. He showed out.
Explosives.
And he was everything we were promised. He was the reason why you moved up in the draft to get him. He had that coming out party the same way Gibbs did against the Raiders last year, where you could just tell, man, this kid is going to be special. So long as he stays injury free, you got something.
Hey, how about Mobile Goff? Yeah. Mobile Goff? It's Mobile Goff season.
Sure.
When he scampered, all I thought of, I just wanted to send a text to Costa, and it was just going to be a middle finger. Like, Mobile Goff.
You know what? All I heard was the vintage Chris Berman rumbling, stumbling, bumbling.
doesn't have to be pretty.
He's going
to,
he fell his way to the first down.
But we want to go through positives and negatives, and the ultimate is you win the game. But I want, what were your first impressions of your team? The team that I believe is winning the Super Bowl this year. A team that collectively, I think everybody in town believes are going to be very good. Look, it's the NFL. If you thought you were going to roll in and clown car every opponent, this is your reality check. Because this Rams team was very shorthanded. Very. And quite frankly, should have beat you. I don't know what they were doing passing on the field goal on a 4th and 6 or whatever it was.
Well, I mean,
Stafford losing his marbles and throwing it right to Kirby Joseph like he didn't see him.
Yeah.
Guys, bottom line, you got to get a little lucky in this league. I think the Lions got a little lucky.
Or the fact that you, because of a penalty, you had 1st and goal from the 1 and ended up having to kick a field goal because you got a bunch of penalties. The Rams did. And just kept pushing them back and back. It's like, yeah, that to me, that changed the game right there.
I think my first impression overall is it was good enough. But it won't be good enough as the year goes along. And the process of it is there were plenty of Patriot teams that appeared or won in the Super Bowl who didn't look good in September. The idea is you want to slowly turn the wrench to be airtight by December and play in your best ball. And I'm going to stick with this secondary. I'm not going to overreact. I'm not going to freak out. I blame the front 7 more than anything else, quite honestly. But I'm going to stick with it. Now, I'm with Rico. Now, at the end of this 5-6 weeks, if we get towards that trade deadline and it looks like that, we're going to have a little bit of a problem. Yeah. But right here, right now, your first impression of your team, 248-539-9797. Excuse me. Sorry about that, everybody. I turn my mic off and you still hear it. It's unbelievable.
That's because I have a mic, too.
I know. I've heard that. David, talk to me. Your first impressions. By the way, congratulations to you.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't score an offensive touchdown.
I was about to say, David, with the newest book, How to Win Games Without Scoring a Touchdown.
Field goal, field goal, field goal. It was just something.
Can you
else.
Pass that book to the Giants?
Well. Why did someone say this? Yeah, that was a lot there for
just
that game.
Just keep rolling. First impressions of the Lions.
First impression for the Lions is you should have played some preseason games because you look like you were a little bit off there.
Ooh, no.
Just a little bit.
No.
When just I a said little, Rico. That, just a little.
No, when I said that, you don't need to play your starters. What if they get hurt? What if something happens?
Just
they
a
don't
series.
Need to. This offense is so great. They can just step out on the field and hang 100 on people. Guys, it's going to take a little bit of time. Maybe play them a couple series. Nope. No, don't need to. So good. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thanksgiving.
So they looked a little rusty, but the positive, well, yeah, I'll start with the positive. The positive is J-Mo. I mean, he looks to be him, okay? St. Brown wasn't there. Doesn't matter.
How weird was that, by the way?
It was very weird.
Not targeted a whole lot.
Yeah.
I think he had 3 catches for 13 yards until a late reception. It was very weird.
No, yeah. See, I don't think so, Mike. And I kind of talked on the pregame show. look, there's only so many pieces of pie that you could slice up. And he was going to be the odd man out because, okay, you throw to St. Brown, you pick up 7 yards. You throw to J-Mo, you're picking up 27 yards. It's a math thing. He was going to be the one that the numbers got decreased because they're either going to run the ball and play bully ball like they did in overtime, or they took the deep shots. And, hey, congratulations. Goff can't throw the ball deep. Yeah, actually, he can. They just needed to work on their chemistry. But, yeah, he looked pretty good.
Wait, we can put that to bed, too? That Jameis is too fast for Jared Goff?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Now, I know what people are going to do, but the interception. There should have been a second interception. You know what? Stafford should have thrown 3 pick-sixes.
Correct.
Guys, it's week one of the NFL.
Correct.
And to Rico's point, and look, I'll own this. I did not want starters to play. But I'm also more forgiving of the month of September when you don't play your starters. This is the Patriot principle. September's extended preseason. You stole this game. Move on to the next. But I'll tell you this, if you're not better defensively next week, yeah, you're right, Tampa Bay will put up 400 yards.
Here, but I'll say this. Here's my negative. And I know Stafford is really good. We've seen him a lot. He played here. He is very well. He plays very well in the pocket. He knows how to maneuver and kind of shift around to not allow a sack so he can get the ball away. He's very good at that. But when you are down so many starters on the offensive line for the Rams, you have to get to the quarterback. And the Lions did not get to the quarterback enough for me.
No,
Aiden, that was a concern in the offseason.
And look,
for me.
I'm not an Aiden defender. I have said this. I need more from him. And I think the year three is the bump. This is the Miles Garrett bump, meaning go back and look at Garrett's first couple of years. The third year, he turned into an absolute destroyer. I need Aiden to have 15, 16 sacks this year. Now, he needs help. I need to see DJ Reader in there before I fully evaluate this.
And that's fair.
Because yes, he is an interior disruptor.
Because what they did last night to him, and they will do it probably all season, all the help came to his side. Mm-hmm. So he has to either adjust to that, or if DJ Reader comes in the game, yeah, then that probably helped.
And yes, he did get tripped. I saw the play. The
but again, see, this is where Lion fans have to graduate. You need to stop being the aggrieved. Because you know what a Ram fan will say to you? You went at Stafford's legs late in the game, and it should have been a 15-yard personal foul. Mm-hmm. You had a PI on Cup that wasn't called. Stop. Play the game. You want to win a Super Bowl? You're not going to have the refs hand you one. Mm-hmm. You need to win in spite of them. The officiating across the league was egregious yesterday. Live with it.
Has it ever been good?
Yes. I never remember as a kid the officiating being like this, ever.
Well, that's because you had coked out LTs.
No, it's because we didn't have points of emphasis and a league. Look, yeah, coaches.
It basically was, are you bleeding, son? No. Okay, get up.
But next coaches play. Are even saying it. I mean, look at the Ravens game. You had 5 illegal formations called on the Ravens in a first half. Stop it. Mm-hmm. Come on, guy. Play the game. Yeah. Play the game.
Yeah, I will never understand that, like a false start. You know the snap count.
248-539-9797. Your first impressions of the Lions.